Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Poole.
Well, greetings, everyone, and how are you? I am so excited because I am here with you. So, no, this is not an archive. This is not a recording. It's me. I'm back, and I'm alive and fabulous, and I know that you are too. So it's so great being back on the air. It's been a while. It really has. But almost, what, 2.5 years, and I tell you, I have really missed you, but I have lots of wonderful information for you. We have lots of wonderful guests. We have incredible shows coming up, and so today, I'm just going to give you a backup of where we've been, what we've been doing, and I'm going to bring you to the present. So you stay tuned, have a seat, make sure, as you remember, get your water, and I'll be right back after this message.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Poole.
It's been a lot. So if you heard that, my titles have changed a little bit. Yeah, that's right. I have earned the great honor of being the Surgeon General for a whole group of indigenous people. It's been wonderful here. So we have approximately 10 nations now of indigenous Aboriginal Americans that we now service. And it is a wonderful thing to be in that position, to be able to honor them, their sacred temples, and to be able to support them in staying healthy and happy. So that's one past event. Now, very important, first thing, and one of the greatest activities I've been literally allowed to be a part of is the creation of the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living. Now, I tell you, there would have been no way that you could have come to me 5 years ago, 10, 15 years ago, and told me that I would be one of the founding mothers of a university that specializes in immortal sciences and immortal living. Incredible. But with all this work I've done, and you've kind of walked with me all these decades, et cetera, to actually prove that human tissue is alive. Remember that wonderful interview I did with the Henrietta Lacks family? We had the great grand daughter as well as the mother, etc., that was on the show that talked about the books, The Immortal Cells of Henrietta Lacks. Since that time, Oprah Winfrey has invested in this whole concept and did a wonderful, wonderful expose movie on the immortal life of cells of Henrietta Lacks, cells. And that book is also available too. But the movie was awesome. Deborah was her name, the great granddaughter who, as a matter of fact, the daughter at that time, that's who she played, was really wanting to know her mother and got the wonderful opportunity to know her from a very scientific perspective. So I do recommend that you see that. But the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, we abbreviated JUIS, J-U-I-S, the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences. Now you have to remember that I'm blessed with having the name Jewel, but Jewel is a consciousness. It is a state of awareness. It is the acronym for justifiably enchanted with enlightened living. That is why the Jewel Network of Science Broadcasting is all about being justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, because it is such a sacred presence to be alive and be animating a fabulous tool. Incredible. Nothing on this planet is greater than your human avatar, your body. And never forget that. But many people have. Many people don't know how to navigate it. They don't know how to care for it. And so the 21st century is doing what? Bringing us a huge blessing. What is that? Longevity. Longevity. Guess what? We can be here for as long as we choose. Do you understand how awesome that is? That you can forget about the 70s and the 80s and just have big fun, the 90s. Oh, great. You're a centenarian. And so we're moving forward, because you can be here as long as you like. The only thing is, just like having a fabulous car and being able to care for it, you have to learn how to drive correctly. You have to learn how to take care of the car. You've got to know it inside and out, have a maintenance plan, know what to do, the different sounds, the vibrations, even the odors that come from your car. People can diagnose their cars, they love them so much, from all these different things. Oh, you know, she's not sounding right today. Did you smell that? Is that my gas burning? Is that my oil? Is that the radiator? The same thing with your body. But most people don't know that, because they've never been taught what these subtle but profound indicators are about the condition of your body. So your university, the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, is existing now to give you back the owner's manual of a physical body. Yes, everything has an owner's manual. Your little hair dryers and the irons and the blenders and the mixers, even the knives come with owner's manuals. Where is your owner's manual for your physical body? Aha, you're right. To your knowledge, you didn't have one, or your mother didn't give it to you, etc., but that's okay. You have a formal university now that is here to ensure that, to the greatest detail, microscopically, we can go to the atomic level, and we take you to the subatomic level. We teach you the quantum anatomy of the body also, because you are what? You're a light being. So let me just tell you just a little bit here about the Jewel University. Right now, it is cyber, and I love it, because that means that you can sit with me any place. You can sit with our instructors any place and learn about your fabulous body. So you don't have to worry about moving to another state or, you know, commuting, etc. All you have to do is make sure that you've got a great smartphone, an incredible pad, and an awesome, reliable computer, and you can go to heaven learning about how fabulous your body is. Now, we opened in 2014. How about that? And we opened starting out at the gate with 13 colleges. I'm not going to take up the time right now to take you through each college. I will when we have one day devoted to the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living. But right now, just know that we have 13 colleges. The colleges are awesome, and you have the choice once you prepare yourself, to be able to enroll in any college that your mental and heart capabilities and desires would select. It's awesome. So what is our plan? We have a 1,000-year plan. Do you understand that the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences is a living pyramid? And it is here for you for the first 1,000 years of this millennium. That's correct. Because all of the beings coming now and all of us who are going to stay, listen to my language, all of us who are going to stay must prepare ourselves to be able to live in the new frequency that is permeating our tissues right at this very moment. A new frequency is permeating our tissues right at this very moment, and we're going to talk about that even in more detail throughout the weeks that you come and visit me at 5 o'clock on Mondays. Now, our present courses that we've offered, and we've been excited about this. We've had 18 different courses that we've offered, all of them very, very incredible, stunning courses about the incredible aspects of your body. We are now in our spring semester, and our spring semester was very special to us because it activated and inaugurated our most incredible college. And that's the 13th college, note the number, of regeneration medicine and health services. This is an important college to me because I've seen so many of my colleagues drop their physical body. The body is immortal. It is immortal. It sticks with us for as long as we want. We just have to know how to navigate it. And so therefore, yes, just like anything else, you can get a scratch on your shoe, you can get a rip on your coat, but guess what? In the presence of experts, it can all be resolved, and you would never know that there was any trauma. Nothing can regenerate more thoroughly than your physical body. So it doesn't matter if you've had a hit here, a blow there, a fracture here, surgery, you can totally regenerate. And that's why this 13th college is so, so powerful, because it is here that we provide you with the wisdom, the intellectual knowledge, but also to the physical services to help reinforce in the consciousness of the body that what you have decreed and what you have thought is law in the body. And with the external environment reinforcing your thoughts and decrees, the body will completely regenerate and mend anything that you select. So this college just recently opened our spring semester, and we are offering some incredible courses for this semester, the spring semester, from the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine. They are immune health. Now, it has a fancy name. Okay, I don't have it right here in front of me, but the course is 100% about teaching you how to take care of your immune system and the components of the physical body that are responsible for keeping your body invincible to any organism that would descend, permeate, be inhaled, ingested in any way that is not about maintaining harmony and symbiosis in your body. Now, listen to my words, because what I'm telling you is that we have millions of bacteria that literally live on us. So it's just like the birds that live in the trees. We have bacteria that live on us. and they're really good for us. We have bacteria that live inside of us, fungus, even some viruses that live inside. No problem, as long as that immune system is invincible. How do you maintain an invincible immune system? Well, you can't rely on emergency all the time. Do you know what that is? You know, it's a little powder that, you know, is high in vitamin C, and they tell you to take this. You can't rely on that all the time. The body is not created to have to constantly take in supplements. No, 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 no. So it's great that we have them, and they do serve a purpose, but once you understand how to care for the immune aspect of the body, you won't need emergency and vitamin C and zinc and all these other things, because it will be already in the tissues. And the first way to ensure that is not by having a closet full of supplements, but by having the proper consciousness of a healthy immune system. See, everything goes back to the mind now. This is one of the biggest lessons you must learn for the 21st century. The mind is the key. So, therefore, the course on immune health is awesome. Our dean, this is such an honor. Many students don't recognize that. The dean of the college is my teacher. Yes, in this case, Dr. Heather Pearman, fabulous, fabulous physician of the science of chiropractic and many, many more things. And what I love about her is that she has the capacity to directly treat your emotional body, the mental body. Now, you go to any hospital and knock on the door, whatever, and make sure you go to the psychology department and the neurology department and ask them, can they directly treat your emotional body and your mental body without the administration of any pills, any types of psychotropic drugs, any type of therapies that, you know, alter brainwave? Ask them. And I'm almost sure 99.9% of the places you'll go, they will tell you, no, they cannot. But here at the University of Immortal Sciences, we have such a reality. So it's important that you know these things, because look at all the people who are suffering. And we're going to talk about it a little later in the show, Justin. That's going to bring you to the present about one of the main plagues that we're literally suffering from. And that's suicide. We've really got to basically look at that. But for the moment, we at the Jewell University of Immortal Sciences can handle such entities. Now, I'm going to tell you a little more about that as we come back, because that's still coming from the past. I haven't been here a little while until I'm going to bring you to the present. So you stay put. Make sure you have some water. I'm going to drink some with you, too. I've been talking quite a bit here. And we're going to come back to finish up the university and tell you more about what we're bringing from the past to the present for you. Be right back.
You are listening to the Jewell Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewell Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, now, it's so important to recognize that you have the capacity to begin to study your body in detail. You have the capacity to study your body in detail. So please ensure that you visit us at juis.education, www.juis.education, to find out all the things that the university is doing. But I just want to finish about our 13th college now. Two incredible courses. New professor, Dr. Cindy Cork. And Dr. Cindy Cork is many things. She's an optometrist and an anatomist and she's an iridologist. I mean, so even most optometrists have never gone into the investigation and the comprehension of the eye as she has. But not only does she understand the eye, but she also is an anatomist and has actually taught anatomy at the university level at the University of Alaska. And she's here with us teaching general anatomy. Now, you have to understand how special that is. Let me bring this to your attention. It literally is against the law for anyone other than special licensed individuals to have access to a human body. Now, this law was passed a very, very long time ago, so don't take it personal. But this happened in Europe and a lot of other places. So, therefore, the knowledge of what is under your skin, most people never know. They are born into their avatar. They die out of ignorance, and they drop the avatar, never seeing the incredible architecture, the exquisite intelligence of how all the tissues, how all the organs are arranged, interact, articulate to allow that energy called life to be able to flow through your body indefinitely. For you to have the opportunity to learn anatomy, your own anatomy, is an honor, but it is a necessity now for the 21st century. You cannot continue to walk around navigating an avatar and you don't know where your stomach is. You don't even know how your meal is digested. No, 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 that's not going to be allowed anymore. You're going to have to learn your basic anatomy, and we are so blessed to have Dr. Cindy Cork as an anatomist, as a physician, to be able to teach you this. These classes are ongoing, and it is open to the general public. So the class is closed because our spring semester started weeks ago, and we're seriously thinking about it, depending on you also, if we will make that available to you for the winter. Now, if we decide to do that, we're expecting that this is something that you're going to give yourself as a what? A holiday gift. You want to eat turkey on Thanksgiving, you should know how it's digested through your avatar. You want to basically have an incredible Christmas, an incredible Christmas gift. It's going to be a wonderful thing for you to basically know that when you lay your avatar down in the bed, you can talk to your pet organ. You may fall in love with your kidneys. A lot of people need to because they haven't. That's why they're on dialysis. You may love the fact that your heart with the heart strings, yes, just like a harp, you have strings in your heart, and without those strings, you wouldn't be able to stay alive because the blood carrying the life force could not be pumped through the body. Who told you that you had heart strings? You should know that. They're very important. So you have the opportunity to give yourself this gift for the holiday that I truly am learning myself, know thyself. And that's one of the greatest gifts that you can give, because now, knowing the inside of the body, what you put on the outside of the body is going to really make a difference to you and have far, far more meaning. But most of all, the relationship with your body will be a genuine one from the inside out. And so, with the addition now in our 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Health Services, we have two incredible physicians, instructors, Dr. Cindy Cork, our anatomy, as well as Dr. Heather Pierman, our immune specialist, whose real specialty is, guess what, psychoneuroimmunology. And so she's going to now bring that to the forefront. You'll be able to hear her every Tuesday here on the Jewel Network. Psychology, your mind, neuro, your brain, immunology, your immune system. It really is the science of how your thoughts processed by your brain either give immortality and invincibility to your body, or they create diabetes, high blood pressure, Alzheimer's disease, and the whole gamut of all of these other diseases because of the asynchronicity between the mind, the brain, and your emotional body. So We're so pleased at the school. And, oh, I don't want to forget myself, of course. The Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program is strong and moving radially throughout the universe, and we definitely want you to get your brain balanced. It is so necessary, and we'll talk about that. You know, I've got plenty of shows on that, and we're going to have plenty more, because that is also a basic criteria for the 21st century citizen. You've got to have more brain tissue. People are, oh, I don't know how I can learn anymore. And so that's because you're up against the wall in your own brain. You've got to basically get more brain tissue. And it is so easy, just 15 minutes a day. So, of course, in the School of Neurosciences, the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program is still going strong. Every Friday, our course is available to you at 6 o'clock to feed that brain. Most people don't recognize you got to feed that brain as you grow it. You have to feed it. And even those people who have done the basic program and balanced their brain have lost sight of that. And so they're out there in the world still allowing just all kind of poor nutrition, bad nutrition from the TVs, the radios, from books that basically are written by people who are still locked away in the closet of their own brain, which means they're in the closet of their own mind. That is no kind of nutrition for a growing, evolving, burgeoning brain. You have to have constant high-quality information, and that's what we do. Now, that's the second college, the College of Neuroscience, that's activated. So just know that your University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living is here now for you to support you naturally and intrinsically. That means from the inside out on how to have a prolonged and healthy lifespan. As long as you want, it's your capability, as long as you learn how to navigate your body. So no more of these accidents and running into the walls and, you know, getting our body smashed and having it crumbled and having it lump up with disease, etc. Because you can now learn directly on how to take care of this incredible body. So one more thing, I have to bring you up to the present. It's time for the present now. And that is, we formed, past, present, we're making the link, a Universal Principle Support Group Network. That's right. Now, Universal Principle Support Group. So maybe some of you have heard about natural law. And yes, this is natural law, but this is expressed as principles, universal principles. Why? Because everything in this dimension has been created with consciousness. Everything, your ink pen, my laptop, my headphones, the water I drink, the scotch tape that I use, my printer, everything has consciousness. Your automobile, the clothes you wear. Did you know that? I hear some of you saying, well, it's true, it does. So you can talk to your ink pen just as well as you can a sheet of paper, and it knows that you're communicating with it. Now, the issue has always been, it's never been mass, the mass around us. It's been our brain and our perception of everything around us. Most of us have had no idea that everything around us has consciousness. We don't recognize that the trees are fully conscious. They see you. They see you. They hear you. We now even have documentation that we know where the ears and where the eyes are, the trees. Yes, they have eyes. Yes, they are watching you. They hear you. Communication with the birds. We are able to communicate with everything if we use the same language. So it's just like going to any quote, foreign country, unquote. It's not foreign to you if you can speak the language. The communication is the key. So can you communicate with your printer? Can you communicate with the piece of paper? Can you communicate with the trees? And the answer is yes, if you learn universal principles. And that is why out of all of the quote, alleged philosophies, because this is not a philosophy, this is fact. that we could basically offer at the university, we want to make sure that you can communicate with every organ in your body, with every cell, with every organ system, and we want you to then know the direct language to do that. That's universal principle. And so right now at the university, we are teaching 21 universal principles. How many are they? Limitless. But they get more intricate. They get far more radial. That is to say that the concepts that a principle emits goes in all different directions and at all different dimensions and is processed at different levels of your brain. So it's no need to try to bombard you with a limited number of principles. Let's lock in on the basics, just like the alphabets. So let's learn the 21 principles. They're available to you every Sunday. Every Sunday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. And it's cyber here at the Jewel University. Our support group is cyber. And so all you have to do, again, be in the park, your car, at home, wherever you choose, on the beach, the desert, tune in Eastern Standard Time to join the Universal Principle Support Group so you can learn these principles about how your tissues are thinking, their consciousness, how they interact with each other. Because once you can do that, then you can have definitely real harmony and real peace with everything else using the universal communication system of awareness known as Universal Principle. So our local and major host for the Jewel University's Universal Principle Support Group is Miss Renee Grievous, and she will be there to greet you along with other Universal Principle facilitators that may be in training, because we do train you if you're interested to have a support group in your city. You can do such. Now, Dr. Pierman, as she's a real go-getter, and not only is she the dean of our university, not only is she teaching psychoneuroimmunology, she has a radio show, but she also hosts the New York Mount Vernon branch of Universal Principles. And that is a literally physical group that meets at 8 a.m. on Sundays. And so for those of you who feel that you just got to be in the presence of people, I want to reach out and hold a hand, whatever, if you're in the New York area, especially in Mount Vernon, that's available to you. We look forward to expanding that whole network in many, many cities, cyber, well as physical, to help all of the human species support themselves by learning the universal language. The universal language in consciousness is universal principle. So please join us. We look forward to that. Now, can I bring everybody to the present, or is it time now for a station break? Okay, it's time now for a little message from our sponsor. So if you'll give us our sponsor's message, and I'll be right back with the present activities. I'll be right back.
What does the 21st century hold for you? The opportunity to create all you desire in this 21st century is awaiting you in Alaska. Come, join Dr. Jewel and the world-famous Stephanie South from the Law of Time in Anchorage in Fairbanks, Alaska, September 17th through September 23rd, for a total life-transforming experience under the Northern Lights auroras. Visit www.juis.education or call 770-383-2112 for details.
So the cat is out of the basket. No, it's a bag they put them in, don't they? Okay. The cat is out of the bag. And so the present activities that we're so excited about is Alaska. You know, so When I say it like that, you know, I think about, you know, what did I used to think about Alaska? It's like, oh, that place up there, and oh, it's always cold, and you know, of course, everybody became endeared with the real genuine reindeers that, you know, come from Alaska, et cetera. But most people kind of think, polar bears, reindeer, whales, and usually that's about all. And, of course, our wonderful indigenous native Inuit, and that's about 7 nations there. Okay, in Alaska, and most people don't know anything about them. But why are we going from the inner cities to Alaska? And to bring you into the present, to prepare you for the 21st century, it is because it's time now to morph the genes and prepare them for the 21st century existence. So you've heard about the fact that the planet itself is morphing, totally flipping. The North and the South Pole are flipping from the North to the South and vice versa. So this is causing a huge transformation of everything. Now, allegedly to keep everybody quiet, you know, they're just saying, well, yes, you know, the sun looks different and, you know, obviously the temperatures are different and, yes, we're having a few more storms and, yes, we're having events that we never had before. And they tell you it's climate change. Well, now just logically think about that. If the North Pole is switching places with the South Pole, of course the climate is going to change. The winds are going to change. The gravitational fields, everything is going to change. Key here is, are you prepared? Now, this pole shift happens every 6,000 years. You haven't been told about it yet unless you've been very astute and you've been looking at documentary channels that deal with nothing but science, such as Sci, Science Channel. The graphics, oh, I'm looking at the channel right here. It's coming to me. But you have to be aware of the fact that this is not something broadcasted to you at 5 o'clock news, CNN, MSNBC, none of that. They're all into the personal issues of finance and opinions on politics and a lot of other things. And only if one of the institutions crumbles because of an earthquake or gets, you know, scorched in lava or is actually washed away by a tsunami, that they will basically then address it. But by that time, how many people also were destroyed or made homeless because the information wasn't given about the entire process that's been unfolding? So this has been going on since 1986, and it's getting more intense, and people still are not recognizing what's happening. We are going through a pole shift. Planet Earth is totally changing her frequency, her vibration. If you're looking at Nat Geo, National Geographic, they're letting you know how many species that we used to have around, common. They're moving into extinction. We can't find them anymore. And we don't know why. Our bees, everything. So what is happening? So, of course, there's been all kind of theories. It's been the pesticides and the fertilizers. And, you know, it's been industry with the lead fumes and, you know, the aluminum in the earth. And truly, that is a potential for definitely harming species. However, because we've all had to adapt, every one of us has had some lead exposure. If you've had any dental work, they've made sure that you had that along with mercury. If you've had mercury fillings put in your mouth, etc. And they're making sure that you are definitely contaminated with chlorine and fluoride. Because if you're using the typical oral tooth dentifrice that are offered on the TV and in most magazines, they're loaded with chlorine poison and fluoride, etc. The water's loaded with it. So we all have been contaminated. But now the body is what it is. It is incredible. It's exquisite. It is divine. And it is forever if the consciousness of the body believes such. And so therefore, the body can take care of these things if the mindset will allow it. So now it's time to actually morph to a whole new level to stay consistent with the vibratory rate of planet Earth. Now, how are you going to do that, especially when you've not even been told that you need to do that? Well, your Jewel University of Immortal Sciences is here for the rescue to basically let you know that there are groups of people all over the planet that know that we need to morph and increase our vibratory rate by doing what? Activating genes on our chromosomes in every cell of the body that were created from birth for this time. See, your source, your physical body, is so incredible that it already has packed away the information needed for you to meet these kind of natural, planetary, celestial changes. It's already, the programs are already in your tissues. They just need to be what? Ignited, activated. And so, therefore, the universe takes care of the details. That's one of these important universal principles. All you have to do is find out, where do I go? What do I do? And therefore, presenting yourself for the transformation, it will occur. So simple. And so, therefore, that's what the Alaska trip is about. Now, why Alaska versus Australia? Okay, now why did I mention Australia? Because these two polar regions have something that surrounds them all the time. Information from our solar system, from our galaxy, to keep planet Earth in tune and informed about what's happening with her family. Her family is our solar system. Her bigger family is our sector of the galaxy known as Valitropha. And so therefore, the information comes to her just like it comes to all of us, but we don't recognize its form. Mother Earth is real clear. The form of information that comes to me all the time comes in the form of light. And when it comes far, far away from my bigger ancestry, my bigger family, it comes as a plasmic light, known as the auroras, and it always comes to the polar regions. But now this time we know that things are different because this information coming to transform and update planet Earth is beginning to circle the Earth. And so therefore, this is the first time in history for most of us. We don't have many people around that have lived for over 6,000 years. This is the first time we've seen the auroras actually move north and move south of the poles to actually surround the planet, a rainbow bridge. And so it has already been projected that by 2030 that the auroras will be totally encumbering planet Earth so that the whole planet will be totally permeated with the information needed and the new frequency for her to complete this pole shift and take her proper position in her new home in our new location in our galaxy, Valitropha. Yeah, that's correct. This is all that's going on right now. So therefore, you have choices. And of course, those of us who are aware of this, we're like, wow, we need to go and prepare ourselves, make sure that our DNA is ready and able to allow the new programs to be turned on. And so therefore, all we have to do is go to the polar regions where the concentration of information is hovering. And it's so important because the time that we're going is during the fall equinox. The fall equinox. And so that means that there are certain angulations that is happening with the magnetic center of Earth, as well as with the entire solar system and our sector of the galaxy, so that the information that will be coming through and appearing to us as plasmas, auroras as we call them, the northern lights, will be downloading an incredible amount of information for anyone that is in that area. Now, what's so incredible is that we're going to be sitting not only with myself, but also with an incredible world traveler and teacher known as the Red Queen, Stephanie South. And she is coming to us and will be joining us in September from the Law of Time. So you can go to thelawoftime.org. You can read all about her. She's written incredible books. And she literally has been the other understudy of the great and awesome Valam Votan, commonly known as Jose Arguelles. And the books that he has written and the information he has left for us to be able to finally learn all about our mind, the mental spheres, learn all about the biochip that sits in the middle of our brain in the corpus callosum that actually hooks us into our sector of the galaxy and the entire cosmos. We are all hooked in, whether we know it or not. And that's been part of the problem, because we don't know it, because you haven't been given your owner's manual. You miss so much information and you make decisions and choices that are definitely never were created for you to experience. And it has been a huge setback for you to such an extent that you're dropping your bodies. That was never part of the cost for being born. Can you imagine that? Just contemplate that. For you being able to animate a human body, for you to be able to have an infinite amount of, quote, time, unquote, to explore this planet, your neighboring planets in the solar system, and neighboring star systems was granted to you. Isn't that amazing? You could go visit another star system. You can go to Pluto, and you have the time to do it, because the body will do it if you give it permission. It was never intended for your body to be out of here at 70 years old and to not be able to have mental faculties. It was never meant for that for 100 years old, 150, 200 years old. This body is awesome. It is durable, and it is renewable from inside out. So yeah. Therefore, it's important for you to recognize that you have this availability to activate these genes now that will be turned on with us in Alaska. So there's a whole course that goes with this preparation that starts in June 15th. If you're going to go to Alaska with us, we'll be in Alaska under the auroras. Stephanie will be there presenting not only her previous works, Assessing Your Multidimensional Self, so important, incredible, necessary book for you to read to prepare yourself for the 21st century, and the new editions. She has incredible information on the holomind perceiver, taking us to a whole new level of comprehension of what real time and multiple dimensions is like. So my sponsor wants to say something to you. I'll be right back in a moment, and we're going to continue to travel the present with the Jewel Network. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Jewel Network. Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
And so for those of you who want to be here for a long period of time, there's a lot that you want to do, a lot of places that you want to go, people you want to see, you want to meet. You can do it, but you have to prepare from the inside out from the inside out. And so therefore, bringing all of the brain together, the right and the left hemisphere of the brain, making sure that the corpus callosum is locked so that the biochip, the 441, is activated, learning all this anatomy, physiology about yourself. It's lots of fun, though. You should see it and how it's been laid out. Stephanie did a great job in teaching us all about this from a cosmic perspective. So you have a cosmic body, and you've got to learn that. And then it's off that we go to the auroras. You'll learn how to be able to focus your concentration and to actually go in and open up your own chromosomes, open up your own DNA, so that the information that's hovering over you in color, all color has information, three levels, and 1,001 nuances of information will just tap dance, just like playing a piano, all up and down your DNA to prepare you for the 21st century. It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, myself, our colleagues, our staff, we are ecstatic that we have earned the honor to bring such incredible people to you to join us in Alaska for this sacred activity. And it's so sacred that the native indigenous people of Alaska will be also joining us because they understand these sacred shifts in time and space and how rare they occur. And so therefore, this is a special time. You won't be able to do it for another 6,000 years. Isn't that a wonderful thing? To be able to tell your children, their children, etc., look, the last pole shift, I was there. I was able to basically make sure that my DNA was activated, and that's why I'm here, being able to tell you the story 200 years later. Not with Alzheimer's, not crippled, not looking like a raisin, but beautiful, because you activated the DNA inside of you, the database, the software programs that were empowered in your body when you activated at birth. So please take advantage of that. Again, remember, September 17th through the 23rd, you've got to be able to be registered for your class that starts on the 15th of June. So we've got to get busy rolling. You can contact us at scheduling@juis.education or simply call us at 770-383-2112. That's 770-383-2112, and we'll let you know of all of the criteria that you need to meet. It's no big thing for you to be able to make sure that you are going to be around for the 21st century, healthy, happy, and being able to do all kinds of things. I just kind of have to throw this in because, you know, NASA is looking for people, for teachers. NASA is looking for engineers, okay? NASA is looking for farmers who want to go to Mars. Do you understand? This is so important, what's happening here. We're becoming radio off this planet. We were never, ever earthlings from the beginning. We were star beings, humans, on this planet to do what? To morph and to grow, to be able to move on into our inheritance, which is this entire solar system, and then on into our greater inheritance, which are the star systems. So please unfold your mind, allow it to bloom, and wrap your consciousness around the bigger you, that you're here to do great things and to have great experiences, and people are doing it already. I've met quite a few farmers. How about that? You want to go to Mars? Start a whole colony of vegetation there. They need it. Teachers. Why? Obviously, who are you going to be teaching? They're having children there. Okay, get that. So these movies that have been trying to tell you about what's happening and the adjustments, they've not been fantasy. There's no such thing as fantasy when you can see a vision and then hold that vision, because it must then manifest. Those are other universal principles that you need to learn. So therefore, this is on. This is on, and, you know, it's really interesting. Pay attention here. You know, I had an interesting experience here. I had a parent tell me that, you know, their children really didn't believe that people were owning land on Mars. Well, sorry, but there's land being purchased on Saturn and a lot of other places. But, you know, if you are uncomfortable going up the block and you really don't trust the neighbor next door, I'm sure you wouldn't be interested in purchasing land on Mars or Saturn. And so that kind of information obviously is not made available to people who still are living in that very, 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 very narrow space in one neuron in a brain of 80 trillion neurons. You're not going to have that kind of experience. And so, of course, that kind of information is just going to be so bizarre to you because of the limited awareness that you have in your own mind. And so those days are over. And so either, you know, you can check into your ideal nursing home, okay, or basically you can stay with us in the present. So, boy, I tell you, this time has really gone so fast. It looks like our rendition here on suicide for the present, I'm going to have to save that until next time. But take a big drink of water with me, and I definitely want you to know that you're loved. I am so excited to be back. Come and visit us, JUIS.education on the website. We look forward to seeing you. Love you much. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewis. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you.